Good morning, mobile traders and investors. I'm JD, your mobile trader, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast. Today is Tuesday, July 30th, and I'm broadcasting from Great Falls, Montana. No funny stories this week. I'm going to get right to it. On my drive in, I flew into Missoula, Montana. Had to make the drive from Missoula to Great Falls about a little bit under 3 hours, and got down to the nitty-gritty, and I didn't need gas, but I wanted to just take a pit stop and maybe get some juice and really shake a leg a little bit. And I was going through little mining towns, and I just really did not want to stop. So I pushed it through, and I made it. So we're here. Let's get right into it, and let's get right into what's going on Tuesday, July 30th. A lot of things on the horizon, but I want to single out. I want to focus on a special group within our group. I want to focus on single moms and moms in general, especially moms of color. Don't get me wrong. I don't segregate, but I focus on certain areas of interest of mine that are needed. And I believe moms of color are a group that has kind of been historically overlooked and underappreciated. So, basically, as black and brown families haven't just really been exposed to the raw money markets. And by raw, I mean direct access. Many of us have invested via an investment vehicle provided by our employers. The pension plans, 401k, 403b, etc. But the raw money market, the ability to step into the stock market or forex market or bond market or commodities market or even the crypto market, it's almost like we're somewhat late to the party, but it's time to jump in. So let's focus on that, because the single moms and the moms in general have a lot on their plates. And a lot of times they're the ones who bring the new technology or new ideas to the family. So I want to focus on you. The single moms, or just the mom that's carrying all this weight, we can make a difference. You guys can make a difference and take this step. And the cliche term is build generational wealth. Well, it starts with this generation, because we may not be the ones who become multimillionaires, but we could plant that seed to where our child, our child's child, which, grandchildren or great-grandchildren will be, they'll reap the benefits of that initial seed that we sowed into the, into the thought process of our children. So let's move on. So tonight there's going to be a Democratic debate, and the atmosphere around the country is there's a great deal of surface level and deeply flowing racial tension across the country. Without getting too deep, I'm trying to stay on my financial, the educational side of this, but this is very important. We'll go to the young ladies that were the squad in D.C. They caught unfair ridicule. And then most recently, Representative Elijah Cummings was a target of an unnecessary tweet storm. A disrespectful level of, it just to move forward from that, because a lot of times on social media or when we check in, it affects us to the point to where families or individuals are on Facebook or Twitter and just like, yeah, we can't get ahead. I hate when that emotion kind of permeates through the masses. So let's talk about a few things without diving completely into the abyss. I just want to know if the current climate makes you feel frustrated or helpless. I know that when I watch CNN, my mood is dampened most of the time. It's breaking news. And you have to kind of cut your losses, you had to cut your exposure to certain types of news, because the narrative is shaped and slanted. So here's my suggestion, and it's not the sexiest one, but add a healthy dose of financial education into the mix to fill the void that's taken from the negative news or fake news, as they say. But, you know, it's not the most exciting topic, financial education, but this knowledge could help, you know, it could mean the difference between status quo and a better chance for future generations. So, look, the old guard is no longer in control of our futures or our fortunes. You know, we're heading towards a crucial election. So, you know, how about, but look at it this way. I know we're not voting right now at the booths, but we can go out and vote today. When you head to the store this evening, head to the voting booth as you prepare to check out a Piggly Wiggly or Safeway or whatever. You know, they don't have Piggly Wigglies anymore. But anyway, when you're checking out, think about this. You're casting a vote. Every dollar that we spend is truly this one of the key essential votes that matter. You know, so we can actually move markets in many fashions. And one of the ways is basically where we spend our dollar. We can overtake a board with the proper support. And when I say that, it's like, think about this. Each share of stock that we own gives us a voice, gives us a vote. You know, we have the right to cast a vote at the annual shareholders meeting every year. You can decide who's going to sit on that board. If you get a large enough group, you have a larger percentage of ownership, not direct ownership, but your voice. You know, you own shares of that particular company, and the company caters and adjusts and sometimes coddles shareholders. That's why they have the yearly meetings. So if we build a position, and your personal position, your family's position, and then maybe group economics, that's something that's been discussed for many years. So that's a possibility of moving a market or moving a board or shaping a company, and that company acting as a proxy to do other things that are needed within communities around the nation of color, or just communities, period, where positive outcomes are needed. So think about that. And this is, when I talk about making your first purchase of a share of stock, or continuing to teach your family what the next move is, it has, lasting ramifications of you know, it's the ripple effect of that one share, that discussion you have at the dinner table will be tremendous. You know, for the sake of posterity, just future generations will feel that ripple. So when you make that particular purchase, you're going to put down your email address or contact information as well, or actually your broker will have that. Be sure to vote. Keep track of the information. You know, people think, oh, you know, they won't listen to us. They won't listen. Yeah, well, the consumer basically has the power. So, you know, oh, well, corporations and companies, they actually maneuver to keep shareholders happy. And that's the key. They want to keep the individuals who own shares of that particular company. You know, you want to keep you coming back, or keep you as a member, so they don't want you to sell, basically. So think about this. You don't have to be at the annual shareholders meeting. It's something called the proxy process, proxy voting. It's a term used to describe the means for shareholders to participate in a company's annual shareholders meeting without attending the meeting. This way, shareholders who do not attend a meeting may vote on matters to be considered at the meeting, or sometimes if it's time to vote on a board, new board member, or you have a vote, you have a say-so in that. So crew, listen, it's literally time to begin grabbing shares of the companies that you regularly vote for. Basically, by what I'm saying is, if you spend money on this particular company, why not spend some money or save up to basically purchase an ownership right? And companies like Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Microsoft, Wendy's, Nike, Abercrombie & Fitch, Intel, Visa, Bank of America, Coca-Cola, Pfizer, Apple. I mean, you can go down the list. You can just go through your house and see which companies you frequent, or you know, Sony. You know the names. Now, listen, don't go overboard, but don't overthink the process. As you move forward, continue to expose yourself to the lingo of the financial markets. Phrases like bulls, bears, correction, overbought, oversold, earnings season, stock split, Dow, NASDAQ, S&P. Those are all just common terms. And just listen, turn to CNBC sometime or Bloomberg and listen to them talk. I mean, some of it is just it's fluff, but a lot of it, I mean, you can increase your vocabulary, your financial vocabulary, by just listening to how they have discussions. So guys, listen, Christmas actually isn't that many paychecks away. Think about gifting stock to the children, or maybe opening an account and funding it with a little bit and making them kind of do a little research, and or think about maybe a reasonably priced investment course, or even a book, just something to get it started, get the ball rolling. Well, let me back off on the, you know, on my soapbox this morning. I thought this was very important. I just want to move on and jump into what we were talking about. So for what's going on this week, guys, let's take a look at what's on the horizon. The Fed is again in the crosshairs. They're set to make a rate decision on Wednesday, July 31st, 2 p.m. Eastern. So this is going to be key. I don't know what's going to happen, but everyone is talking in D.C. They're talking about it. Everyone wants a rate cut. But regardless of what's going on, we'll deal with it. You know, the gas bill will still need to be paid. And I heard Columbia House wants the $49 that we owe them for all the CDs that we got back in the 90s for 99 cents. I mean, I pretty much started my entire collection off of that blessing. Anyway, so moving on, guys. We're stepping into day two of a huge earnings week. Monday, Beyond Meat ran into some heavy post and earnings correction resistance. The price, I mean, Beyond Meat has been just on fire, just parabolic, and it's a great product. It's a new product. It was Teflon darling of the market, but it sold off a great deal. I mean, it's around, like, right now around 191. It closed Monday at 222.13, down $12.77. After earnings, after the bell, it fell probably 14% down to that 191 mark. So kind of keep an eye on Beyond Meat. It's actually becoming attractive again with that price, and we'll see where it goes. There might be some follow through to the downside. Now, other notables for Tuesday that we'll report today, we have Procter & Gamble, MasterCard, Sony, and Grubhub will report before the open. Sony actually has already reported, and I believe they beat estimates, but you never know what price is going to do, how the market will react once that conference call occurs. So they'll report their earnings, and then they will have the CEO or president or whatever the individual of the company will discuss basically the forward guidance, what they foresee for future quarters. And that's when price really reacts. After the bell today, we'll have Apple, AMD, EA Sports, and Groupon are a few of the notables. Pay close attention today to Boeing and Southwest Airlines. Boeing ticker symbol BA, Southwest Airlines ticker symbol LUV. Yesterday, Ryanair's CEO had a few choice words for Boeing. It was based on mounting frustration regarding the delayed return of the 737 MAX 8. That's pretty much the bulk of their fleet, but many other airlines are feeling the ripple effect of this this just mounting, growing situation. This is just my analysis, but be extremely cautious if you're deciding to go long Boeing. And remember, we studied long and short. If you're looking to go long, you're meaning you're buying shares with the hope of share price increasing, going upwards. Now, I'm not saying that it won't, but there's a lot of uncertainty right now. But with that being said, Boeing is in, the price has fallen. It fell to $340.21. That price level is kind of has been an area where it's somewhat of a light demand zone, and that price has usually bounced at the 340 marker within this range. So, but let's see where it goes. If it holds above 340, but if it dips below, there's a chance that it'll run down a little further, and then some news event will try to keep it from going. But Boeing's a strong company. I love Boeing, but I'm frustrated with them. I'm actually in puts again. I hop back in. So let's see where it goes, guys. As we move towards hump day, keep your eyes on the broader markets and see how everything reacts to the Fed's decision on Wednesday. Another thing, big important info, double check your Capital One information, because there was a data breach again. So huge data breach with social security numbers, bank account information, things like that. So check your card or any information that you need to research, kind of do your due diligence. Capital One, ticker symbol COF, currently down around $2 and change in the pre-market. Okay, guys, last week's homework, we were to analyze the following tickers: BAC, which is Bank of America, MSFT, Microsoft, Netflix, NFLX, Uber, UBER, Southwest Airlines, LUV. I wanted to know what the ATR, the average true range, was of each. Bank of America, 52 cents. Microsoft, $2. Netflix, $10.18. Uber, $1.28. Love, $1.21. And the reason I look at the ATR, and we should always look at it, if you just want to, the ATR kind of gives you an idea of how that particular stock's price moves within an intraday activity. Because let's say if you hopped into Netflix, and or let's say you hopped into Amazon, and Amazon has a large ATR. They were down, I believe, over $20 the other day. If you bought in that morning thinking you made a good purchase of, I mean, they're over $1,000. It's over $1,000 per share. That's a big investment. And you see it drop down 20 something dollars right off within a few hours, and then they're down this morning at $9. That's par for the course. You know, some individuals may panic and run for the, you know, and basically sell, and then Amazon jumps up $45 over the next 2 days and recovers, and then they take off. You know, so know what you're getting into. The ATR is just one of the little tidbits that you can check to kind of, you know, you can check the pulse, and it'll allow you to kind of relax a little bit, and you won't be shocked by the price action. So guys, keep up the outstanding work and continue to expose yourself and your loved one to the money markets and just the lingo and the phrases, and just immerse yourself in it, you know. So let's check back going into the weekend. No homework that early in the week, so we'll look at something over the weekend. But nonetheless, have a great week, guys. Take care, and we'll see you later.